Hey, I'm Jess.
And I'm Sid.
We're the Beardy Five Podcast.
And you're gearing up to listen to the Crazy Town Podcast on the Ace Podcast Network. Vroom, vroom.
Ace Podcast.
You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite.
Hi, guys.
Did you know that the movie Home Alone was released closer to the moon landing than today's date?
Wait. Home Alone with the kid
Culkin.
And the smack in his face?
Yeah, the guy, the wet bandits.
Yeah, and the paint cans and the stairs.
Yeah, the Christmas bulbs and the burnt head and the egg yolk head.
Yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Right. So that movie was released in 1990, which is 21 years after they landed on the moon. Today is 27 years from 1990.
That's quite a time.
Yeah, it makes you feel old, huh?
No, I'm a millennial.
Oh, that's right, Millennial Jackson, the oldest millennial on earth. Fucking this guy. So, anyways, now that we've accomplished that, enjoy the show, everybody. And welcome to the Season 2 premiere episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. We made it. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I am here with now my official co-host of the show, TNT Dynamite. Why don't you go ahead and say hello to everybody?
Thank you. Hold your applause. TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT D-I-N-O. M-I-G-H-V-T.
Oh, wow. Way to fuck up the first one as the official co-host.
Whatever. I'm official now. It doesn't matter.
So now that he's official, he doesn't get any special intros. He's just like a part of the show, like yesterday's garbage. Fucking just whatever. It's just Jonas and TNT now.
Yeah, I'm phoning it in.
Yeah, right? No shit. So he is actually on location due to Hurricane Irma. He's hoteling it up, huh?
Yeah, it's real windy out here, Chuck. We got hurricane gale force winds. I'm in a hotel.
TNT was on 13 of the 20 episodes last season. Now he's going to be on all of them. Well, unless something comes up. But congratulations, dude, and welcome aboard. You have anything you want to say to the old fanaronies?
Yeah, man. I'm glad to be here every day. Thank you for all of those who have supported us thus far. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dog. Talk about us. Somebody has to listen to us, man. These podcast checks are not as good as they could be.
Right. The big, massive checks that we get for this, right? Yeah. I do want to say there is some new music that's going to be on the show. The new band is Something Involving a Monkey. They're on Misfit Toy Records, which is misfittoyrecords.com. And also another very talented guitarist, Dave Garrett, is also providing some music for the show, soundcloud.com/Dave Garrott, D-A-V-E-G-A-R-O-T. Something Involving a Monkey is on Facebook. You can check them out. They're very unique. They're an awesome band. I just wanted to give a shout out to those guys real quick. If you aren't following us on Twitter, at the Crazy Town Pod, if you don't follow by the end of this episode, Aunt Tina won't take you to the Science Center this weekend.
Aunt Tina is a saint!
Yes. Right. And as always, the cornucopia of continuous information about the podcast is thecrazytown.com. TNT, we do have a wonderful Super Season 2 premiere show planned for today.
Oh, do we?
Oh, we do. It's actually going to be so big, that's what she said, it will be broken up into two parts. And for you fans out there, you won't even have to wait 2 weeks for the second part. That's right. Next week, part two will be released.
Oh, look at all that value.
I know. You get. Yeah. So it's going to be quite long, but bear with us. You know, we like to give you your money's worth considering it's free. So anything we do is worth the money that you put into it. So then following part two, there's going to be episode two right away. So at least 3 weeks in a row of brand new episodes from the Crazy Town podcast.
Oh my God.
I know. To start this episode off, I kind of want to do a new setting expectations for the podcast for season two. Almost kind of like a state of the union, if you will, TNT.
Okay. All right.
It's like when the president gets up there and talks about the state of the country.
Oh. I'm going to leave my political views to myself.
Yeah, it's probably best. We don't talk about politics on the show, which is probably a good thing. In the very, very, very first episode, going way back, I sat down by myself and I talked about what you could expect from the podcast. And back then, I had no idea what the hell this was going to turn into. I didn't know if I'd be hosting it by myself. I didn't even know if I'd still be doing it, period. I had zero idea what we would do on the show. So I kept the expectations very, very low so that way I wouldn't disappoint anyone. Well, but thanks to everyone's support, every single expectation that I had, I don't know about yours, TNT, has been blown out of the damn water. Without everyone listening to the show and communicating to us, it wouldn't be anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are doing with your time, but thank you for spending it with us.
Absolutely. We are more than happy to kill your commute in traffic, help you when you're hungover and laying in bed while you're bored at work, whatever. You know, whatever you decide to listen to us, we appreciate it. So I do want to do a couple quick shout-outs because the Podern family community on Twitter has been amazing. They've helped retweet us and share us and help us and give us advice. It's been amazing. And then, of course, the Ace Podcast Network, who believed in a guy with no podcasting experience and a random idea and let me join their network before I'd even put the show together. They're over at acepodcast.com. If you do want a great podcast network, there's no bullshit. It's very chill. Lots of cool people trying to help each other out. Go apply if you have a podcast. If not, go check out some of the other shows. They're very, very cool. I wanted to, thank so many other people, but I can't do that right now. I did a blog post on the website, a season one in review, where I go into more detail about, who helped and thanking and all that. Go check that out. There's a lot of cool people. That's at thecrazytown.com, and at the top, there's a blog section in the menu bar. Check that out. Bottom line, this is all because of you. We do this show for you guys because you enjoy it. You know, so that leads me into the first thing I want to talk about with season two. The fans. TNT, how do you feel about getting the fans more involved this season?
Well, Jonas, I have discussed this with you ad nauseum, and I think we need to get them more involved, damn it.
Right. I think that we should be probably the most fan-involved podcast out there if we can make that happen. In order to do that, we need your guys' help. We want you to reach out to us. We will reply. I reply back to just about every single person that reaches out to me just because I enjoy talking to people on Twitter. Reach out to us. Our email, crazytownpodcast@gmail.com. Send us news stories. Send us what you like about the show, what you hate about the show, questions that you want us to talk about, topics you want us to get into. If you want to know if we like boxers or briefs, I don't give a shit. Send it in. We'll talk about it. If we like it, we'll talk about it. And we'll give you a shout out on the show, for doing that. So what do you think about that, TNT? You want to?
I think that's a great idea. And here's a quick freebie. I'm a boxer guy.
Me too. Boxer.
Oh, yeah. Silk.
Except for, no, just cotton. But if I go to the gym, I wear briefs because it's not really awesome to work out in boxers. I don't know why. I need the extra support.
That's more information than I want to know about your boys.
I wasn't talking about my balls.
Your boys. Your fellas.
I wasn't talking about them. Oh, wait. Maybe
I was. You were talking. You said you needed to support them.
Oh, well, I was talking about all my illegitimate children I have all over the country. Oh, I had to support my boys. Just kidding.
No, you probably do.
Whatever. So one other thing we have that we want to announce brand new for the season, we have a brand new voicemail line for fans to call into.
Yeah, taking over the 22nd century with voicemail. Here you go.
Right, absolutely. We're going to call it The Crazy Town Podcast Rant and Rave voicemail line. So original, right? If you call and leave us a message, and we think it's awesome, we will probably play it on the show and give you a shout out. So if you want to use it for giving us kudos, telling us that you hate us, if you want to call and cuss us out, that probably would be great, because I would love to play that shit on the show.
Yeah. Call the voicemail instead of taking it out on your baby mama or your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, so like if they're drunk dial us instead of drunk dialing their baby mama?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I'd be happy.
Let's do that. We'll make it a drunk line. I don't give a shit. And also, you know, if you hate your boss, I want to know what's going on in your guys' lives and what you're pissed off about. We'll hopefully get some people to do that, and we'll do that. So you guys ready for the phone number?
Yeah, what's the number? I'm writing it down right now.
Are you? Are you going to call in when you're drunk?
You already know it.
Hey, this is TNT Dynamite. I hate you guys.
I'm totally going to call in and play myself and be like, Jonas is called into the show. Phone number, area code 512, tax 1, NIP. All right, yep, I'm ready. Go ahead. Make fun of it, TNT. I know.
No, dude. I know. I know how difficult it was for you. Tax 1, NIP, perfectly fine. Yeah. I like boobs. I hate taxes. Perfect combination, yin and yang. It fits
perfectly with the Crazy Town Podcast because it makes no sense. So yeah. The actual number for all these people who don't want to do the acronyms, it's 512-829-1647. 512-829-1647. Now that I've got through that, I do want to give a shout out to a fan that contacted the show. Oh. I'm gonna try to do this on just about every episode, whether people email us or reach out on Twitter. I want to give people some credit for reaching out to us because we appreciate it so much. Her name is Monica DuPont. She lives in Silver City, California. It's at DuPont Blues on Twitter. She had messaged me, and during part of the message, she said something that really kind of stuck out to me. I thought it was kind of cool. She said that you guys are a refreshing treat to all that conventional crap you hear on most radio stations. So I thought that was very awesome of her to say, because we try to be something different, you know, than what everything is out there. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm going to cry.
Are you? Did it touch your subcockles?
I'm tearing up a little bit. And what? I have a boner.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how that works.
That's just how it works. When you cry, you get a boner. Yeah, figured. But, you know, she's been recently under the weather. That she had mentioned that as well. And, you know, I, myself, Jonas, and I'm sure TNT, we wish you a speedy recovery.
And get well, Bo.
And we are absolutely glad that you listen to our podcast. And, you know, spread the word to whoever you want. We love having people listen. And, TNT, we also have a fan mail today. For someone had emailed the show over the break.
Jesus.
I know. We're like a plethora of people coming at us. Her name was Deanna. She lives in Gainesville, Florida. I'm not sure. Where is Gainesville? Are they in Hurricane Irma's path?
Dude, I don't know.
I'm not sure where Gainesville is. But anyways, she wrote, Dear Jonas and TNT, I love the show. I've been listening since the Unlucky People Super Show. I fucking love that episode. Episode 13, guys, go check it out. It's awesome. Is that one of your favorites?
Yeah, it's up there. It's top three.
Top three? All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, she continues. But I have a question. Where do you guys do your show from? You've talked about being in Texas, and talked about being in Florida, and even mentioned some things about Ohio, yet your Twitter says parts unknown.
That sounds about right.
Right, exactly. It does, totally. I will say that is absolutely true. Are you guys close to Gainesville? Deanna? Actually, there is multiple answers to that question. We are originally from Ohio, but TNT lives in Florida, and I live in Texas. So we actually are multi-state bound at this moment. That may change in the future, but as of right now, that's what we do it. So we do a lot of it over Skype and whatnot. But thank you so much for writing in, and keep the questions coming. And so now that we've given the fans some love, TNT, I want to get into season two. Let's set some expectations for the people so they know what to expect from us as the consummate professionals we are in season two.
Yeah, turn the box around and read the nutritional facts, Jonas.
So TNT, where do we go from here? I mean, what do we evolve this podcast into? What should they expect? I'll tell you the first thing they should expect. more guest hosts.
Yeah.
You know, now that TNT is an actual host, that does not mean that we will not still be having guest hosts on the show.
Yeah.
We always need a different taste. What is your...
A different flavor to different add to the flavor. Dish.
That's right. Yeah, not tasting things. I guess.
Yeah, we don't want your palate to get too used to just us.
Yeah, right. I mean, I know if you're tasting us, the palate is very wonderful. But
yeah, it tastes oddly like sweat and depression,
fear and shame.
There's a little bit of that. Here.
All right, but I don't want to spoil anything to you yet. I have a lot of guests in the works. I can confirm for a fact, episode 2, Chachmar will be back as a guest host.
What?
Yes, Chachmar will come back for a special episode, season 2.
He's quirky.
He's the Chachmar. And me and TNT have actually even been discussing having a special job in mind for Chach if he chooses to accept it. We will talk about that with him on episode 2. So if he accepts it, he may be on the show a little more. But I am working on some other things. So tune in all season and see who the hell we have on the show.
You gonna talk about the interviews?
Uh-huh. That's the next point I have, TNT. Okay. Thank you for Vanna whiting me in on my Pat paycheck.
Yeah.
And what about interviews, Jonas? Oh, I'll tell you about interviews. We decided we're going to start trying to interview people for the show. We want to get interesting people for you guys to learn about, whether it's unique, straight up crazy as fuck, odd, cool, just something different. They've accomplished something awesome, anything, something that's not just, hi, I'm a guy and I wrote a book about erotic confessions, or, you know.
Actually, I want that guy on the show.
Yeah.
Me personally.
We'll find him. You reach out to him on Twitter. You set that up, okay?
All right. Erotic confessions today.
Yeah. So, a little later in the show today, we have our first interview. It's going to be split between part one and part two. We recorded it not long ago. It's the host of the Sex Work BB podcast. Webcam models Shay Taylor and Kyra Kane. Was a great episode, a great interview, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Video chat, fellas.
Yeah,
video chat.
Yes. So no, it was awesome interview. We're gonna break it into two parts. It'll be half of it'll be on this episode, and half of it on the next. You guys want to stick around and hear this interview? It's very, very cool. I also have some other interviews in the works. I have some things lined up, but again, I don't want to spoil it. You're going to have to turn in every episode and find out who we got. The next thing I want to touch on.
Ooh. Can I be next? I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
We're going to touch on TNT Dynamite. The next thing I want to touch on, Are You Urban?
Coming back.
It's coming back strong. If you guys have not listened to Are You Urban, go check out episode 18. The season one finale. It was the trial run of the game. It was me and I was hosting TNT, Chachmar, and we also had the Beardy 5 podcast guys on as well for a trial run. Love those guys.
Yes, and I crushed them all with my shoe.
You did. I'm hoping next episode to get a 1-on-1 rematch with you and Chach.
Yeah.
And then I want to have the Beardy 5 guys come back on to do a rematch with you later in the season.
And all who oppose me will be trampled underfoot.
Right. So for those of you who don't know what it is, it's our Urban Dictionary-based game. We're going to do it quite a few times throughout the season. It's a great game to listen to because you can actually play along with it. It's a word-based game. So definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. Which leads me to our next topic. We're going to have some more special episodes and try to throw some new segments in this year. Last year, we only had one special episode. It was the number 13 Unlucky People Super Show Extravaganza. See what I did there? 13 Unlucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. So this year, I have a couple ideas. Spoiler. I'm going to throw a spoiler out. We're going to have a Christmas episode with all Christmas-based things.
Yeah.
So Christmas is on a Monday. We release our podcast on Mondays. So I figured, why the fuck not? Christmas morning, before you open your fucking presents, listen to the Crazy Town podcast.
Hot cocoa and Santa cookies. And
right. And stories about people robbing convenience stores dressed up as Santa and shit. Salvation Army ripping people off and all sorts of shit. The other segments, we have some ideas. I don't have anything in stone. But there is one segment that we can officially announce, and it's about to get dropped on your ass right now.
What?
TNT, do you want to talk about your new segment? And we're going to call it Learning with TNT.
Oh, yeah. Well, I happen to be very intrigued by the English language. I actually went to college for it.
He's a word nerd, everybody. He's trying to get technical. He's a word nerd.
I mean, you can use the pejorative word nerd if you like, but
pejorative.
I happen to like the English language and vocabulary, so I want to share some of my favorites, some of the subtle nuances that lie in my mind, and I just want to share that with the listeners. So
you're going to essentially, you're going to drop some knowledge on our ass.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. If anyone replies back to us, you should try to use the word that TNT used in the episode to when you shout us out on Twitter or whatever. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What is the very first word? You know what I'm going to do, TNT? Right. I'm going to start a page on thecrazytown.com that lists all your words so everyone can go and see them and what episodes they were in.
That's fine by me, dude.
That's awesome. All right. What's number one? Go.
TNT Dynamite, first word of the season, priapism.
Ooh, can you spell that for the folks?
Yes, absolutely. Priapism. P-R-I-A-P-I-S-M. A priapism is a prolonged erection of the penis, usually without sexual arousal, lasting more than 4 hours.
Oh, that's dangerous. They say that on the Viagra commercials, that if you're more than 4 hours, you should go seek medical attention.
That is a priapism.
Oh, really? So why is that a medical emergency?
Because it can traumatize the penis.
That's what she said.
Well, we're going to be adults.
I mean, excuse me, sorry. I mean, oh, that's a tragic thing that happened to a man.
Oh, but yeah, they can be dangerous. I mean, it starts to hurt, dude. I'm sure you've had like a all-day hackathon.
Yes. I didn't think you were going there, but I guess that works.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how like an all-day jackathon, it starts hurting after a while?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. So why don't we use this in a sentence to show everyone how it can be used?
All right. When I heard the messages from our viewers, I was crying, but I also achieved a priapism and had to seek medical help.
I love it. All right, well, thank you, TNT, for educating us on some vocabulary.
I try.
And I just again, want to thank everybody. That's kind of what you can expect. I'm not going to say Season 2 is going to be better than Season 1 because I don't want to fucking toot our own horn, but I think we're going to have a lot more crazy shit going on than we did in the first season. We kind of have a little idea of what the hell we're doing, a little bit. We aren't complete fucking green, but, you know, we're more of like a Seafoam blue, if you will.
Seafoam blue. All right.
But anyways, we're going to take a break. We will be right back. It will get into a little bit of news, the shit we normally do, before we drop this interview on you later in the show. We will be right back.
Where am I? This is Adam from the Odd Dad Out podcast. And in case you forgot, we're both listening to the Crazy Town podcast.
And we're back on the Crazy Town podcast, TNT and Jonas. TNT, have you ever heard about the police making a mistake about anything?
I hate you. I seriously hate you. No, Jonas, never.
You've never? Wow. Do you know?
Respect our boys in blue
farts
too much.
Policemen are normal people, too. They make mistakes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
I have something in mind. What particular mistake did they make this time?
Oh, I don't have anything in mind. That's another topic. Oh, anyways, no, I'm joking. I'm joking. I really do. So, I want to tell you a little... Let's start the very first story of season two off. I want to tell you a little ditty.
Okay.
This story starts in Arlington, Virginia.
That's home of propane and propane success accessories.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Anyone who needs propane, if you're a propane guy... Remember that old band in the fucking 90s called Propane? Did you ever hear about them? They're P-R-O-P-I-A-N or P-A-I-N.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I remember that. One of my mom's ex-boyfriends used to listen to that. Or had a friend that used to listen to that and, like, they were... I mean, her boyfriend was okay. His friend was a fucking interesting cat, man. I'll tell you. He listened to Propane, so I guess that tells you anything. Anyways, set the scene. Arlington, Virginia, not far from our capital of this country.
Yeah.
A man is suicidal.
Okay.
Please get a call. To 911. Yeah. I'm gonna not be so dramatic. I'm gonna get back.
No,
here.
Dude, I like the dramatic.
Well, okay, here we go. Two women with no idea how to save a man call 911 frantic. The dispatcher answers the call. The women say, anyways, the women call and say this dude is mentally ill and he's suicidal and he's at their home and they were afraid that he would commit suicide. Police get dispatched out. They roll out to see what sort of trouble was afoot. So what do you think this man was doing? I mean, what would a suicidal man, what is the first thing, like, not someone who's like really suicidal, like that's by themselves, like about to kill himself, like, you know, if you're saying you're suicidal in front of a bunch of people causing a crazy muck.
Oh, you're saying he was feigning suicide. Well, I mean, first of all, anybody who's thinking, seek help, because we do not support suicide.
Not one bit.
But I would think
that
he's maybe
holding
it.
What's that popular song right now? He does the suicide hotline number on his song.
That is Logic, actually. I don't know the name, the number. The number is the name of the song. But I would think that he was maybe holding a knife to himself or acting like he was going to jump off a roof.
Well, close. The police get to the home, and he was inside the home, and he had doused himself in gasoline.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's one way to do it.
You know, a normal Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
The cops go in, and, you know, they're afraid that he's going to, you know, set himself on fire, obviously. They get the two women out of the house, because then there's no witnesses. Am I right? That was me shooting off my Shooter McGavin guns, like, pa, 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 pa.
Like Yosemite Sam?
Yeah, like, yes.
I don't know who that is, by the way.
Yosemite Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a total non-racial toned cartoon character from the 50s. It's like, oh, you root
Tootin'. Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
You legitimately don't know who Yosemite Sam is?
Dude, I'm a millennial. What the fuck do I know about Looney Tunes?
We always talk about how you're the oldest millennial in the country.
What do I know about Looney Tunes? I'm a millennial.
Right, right. All right. So this guy starts pouring more gas on himself after the women are out of the house. So this is this is from the police's account.
Yeah.
And they also say that the man had something in his hand.
Something?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's play a little game. Let's play Guess What's Next.
TNT,
what do you think happened here for the cops to screw up? Let me set the scene. There's a man in a house. They have something in his hand. They think it may be potentially a lighter. He's covered in gasoline. He's suicidal. What do the cops do?
And Jonas, this is a little dark for the Crazy Town podcast. But
is anything too dark for the Crazy
Town? No, okay. Well, okay. Yeah, that's true. We talked about dolphin hand jobs. Okay, I'm guessing that shot, one of the cops shot and fucking ignited the guy, and fucking they all died.
Wow. No. They didn't shoot him, but you're kind of close. They decided that they would use a taser on him.
Well,
needless to say, when you put a taser on a man doused in gasoline, he engulfs in flames.
That's not a good idea.
Right? Right. So, hey, the policeman made a mistake. He thought that using the taser was the right thing to do.
Yeah, dude.
And so I have a couple quotes from the chief, or the chief of the police, I think. I don't have his name written down. He says, first, he acknowledged the risk of using an electrical stun gun near gasoline, but he said the man was, in quotes, very frantic and erratic, and became a danger to everyone in the room. You don't just tackle the fucker and lock him up in cuffs. You know, you shoot him with a taser.
Yeah.
Right, because, you know, gasoline is kills you when it's just gasoline. Anyways, so he also says, we realize that a taser can have some other implications, but we also know he had something in his hand. It was unclear at that moment whether he became engulfed in flames from the gasoline and the ignitable object he had in his hand, or from the taser.
How is it unfucking clear? He tased him and he burst into flames.
Yeah, he, you know.
Like the fucking Johnny Torch from
right.
The Fantastic
Four. So he tried to pass the blame a little bit. Like, hey, we don't know if it was his lighter or our taser that caught him on fire. I mean, hey, stuff happens.
Yeah, I'm sure you had the wherewithal to flick the lighter after you fucking tased him with 10,000 volts around his goddamn body.
Right, he goes and he, like, stiffens up, starts shaking, and he's like, oh, wait one second. And he, like, he's like, he has it's like one of those Zippos, and it doesn't light the first 19 times you try to light it.
That's what I was thinking, too. He's, like, fucking convulsing, gets the lighter fluid, and fucking fills it. Okay, this is too dark.
Yeah, so anyways, I don't think the man died. Obviously, he got burns and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it was 100% because the police did that. That reminds me, little callback, episode 5, I believe, they talk about a casino bombing that no one remembers from the 80s. And there was a police mistake on that one, too. I'm not going to spoil it. But if you want to hear about more police mistakes... Oh, I guess there's one in episode, 16, where they let that guy out of jail early? That was another, like...
You know what, Jonas? I don't like this narrative that you're building, that these police are out here just making mistakes.
I love police. Police do so much good stuff for this country. I mean, even the one, you know, that, you know, does things and whatnot and everything.
You know, that guy.
You know, the guy who does all this stuff, so.
Yeah, him.
They protect and serve, man. They do. You know, they have a hard job. They don't get paid enough. I mean, right? They put up with a lot of bullshit. They do things I would never want to do in my life. I do not want to hunt down people that are trying to kill people and rob people and murder people and all sorts of stuff.
Nope. Not at all.
I'm good just hanging out. Just talking on this podcast, talking about all the stuff that they do.
I'm flapping my big fat gums about them.
I'm way better just talking about everything that they do than actually going out and doing it.
So you don't know if the guy survived or not.
I read the article. I did, because I read every article that I do. Yeah. But I forgot to write down if he lived or died. Is that bad? is that bad of me? At least it's like the Alfred Hitchcock endings. You know what I mean? It's like, you know.
Yeah, we ain't seeing him here, guy. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Either way, he's pretty fucked up. I mean, he was doused in gasoline. He burst into flames. I mean, how many seconds do you think it takes to put a towel on a tased man on fire?
How do you think a towel is going to extinguish the flames if he's saturated with gasoline?
Oh, wow. Maybe he did die. Like, because he'd probably burn up pretty quick, huh?
Thank you for bringing the story that recounts the last moments of this man's life and bringing that to the public. First episode, here we go.
Hey, I told you, we're coming out on fire this season. Literally. Boom, boom. Unintended.
Oh, all right.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back, and it will be our first half of the interview with the hosts, webcam models of the Sex Work BD podcast, and then we'll get to that. So, all right, we will be right back with our very first ever Crazy Town podcast interview. You don't want to miss it.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Dimitri. We're the Boondoggle.
And you're listening to the Crazy Town Podcast.
We'll be right back.
All right, and we are back on the Crazy Town podcast, and we have two very special guests, Shay Taylor and Kyra Kane from the Sex Work BB podcast. Go ahead and say hello, guys.
Hey, what's up, Kyra?
The other
okay.
one is
Shay. Yeah. All right, do you want to tell everybody where they can find your podcast and all that stuff on the interwebs?
Sure. You want me to do it, Shay, or you want to do it?
Go for it.
Here I go. You can tell she's really talkative. So we are hosted by SoundCloud right now. It's Sex Work BB, so that's SexWorkBB .com. You can also search for us on iTunes. You can find us with the same on Twitter. So it's at SexWorkBB. It's pretty universal what our name is. We're very interactive. You'll find us. You will. Shay? Did I miss something?
No.
We have a Patreon?
Yes. I think that's it.
Okay. Good, good. Well, do you want to tell everyone what you guys do for a living and kind of explain kind of what it is, a basic overview, so for people who don't know?
We just talked about this, and we were telling how it's like we need like a 30-second elevator speech, you know, but we do so much that it's really hard to like narrow it in.
I feel like instead of doing like a speech, what we tend to do is like bullet points, like two cam models, clip makers, amateur porn stars. We also started a podcast that's about sex work by sex workers who do sex work, masturbation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that covers about all of it.
I do some of that myself.
I don't know what a cam model is, I guess. It's kind of hard to explain. It's because it's not just a strip club online. Like, and there's so many different types of camming. Some people like Shay, she's a cam model that does a lot of private shows, and so she'll go one-on-one with a lot of people and do whatever. It could be anything, probably from talking to doing something specific. And then I'm a cam model that has live shows where I have, like, a goal where it's like, we have to have $100 and I'll take off my top. The goal is to get naked. The goal is to masturbate. The goal is to have a party. So it's different for everything, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Now, is there a reason that you choose to do the group show compared to doing private shows, where you choose to do private shows other than group shows? Like, is there a different, like, meta?
I think it really depends on the girl and just kind of what they, I mean, it's a personality thing, you know, and not that I don't have a personality to do group shows and she doesn't have a personality to do private shows, but you just find kind of things that work for you in this industry. Some girls do really, really well just making clips. They don't do shows at all. And so I think we both kind of tried it all when we first started, and you just find where you make more money, where you enjoy yourself more.
See, I started with my free cams and I just stayed there. Like I just stayed there until recently.
Yeah. But she's tried the private shows and just didn't really like it, you know, and and it's not that I don't like doing the group shows. It just, I don't make as much money. And
that's how I feel.
You know, I have to invest my time where I'm making money, so.
Exactly. Well, I was just seeing this girl, and she, like, constantly is complaining about one of the sites we sell clips on that she's, like, never making money on this clip site. She's trying so hard, but then she's on another site, which is, like, kind of a girlfriend experience site called My Girlfriend, and she relishes there. Like, she has, it's so good for her. And it's, like, everybody finds.
And sometimes you can, like, you can try. I mean, like, I would prefer to do group show. I mean, like, Kyra does that. That would be my preference because it's more of like a hangout party. I mean, people are paying you to, you know, take shots. Yeah. They're paying you
tickets.
But it doesn't work for me for some reason. And, you know, you can't really fight that necessarily. So
you basically just have to find where you fit, where people enjoy you the most and kind of go from there and kind of make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sometimes has to do with like I can't really cam at night, and so I cam during the day, and I find, like, it seems like the girls that work nights do a little bit better because people are, you know, in the U.S. are around.
Or late at night, a lot of people in the U.K., which is, like, the second most popular probably demographic for people, they're just waking up. It's, like, right before they go to work. I just wanted to add that.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're camming during the day, people aren't doing shots and stuff like that for the most part. I mean, there are people doing shots, obviously, at 2 in the afternoon, but compared to 9 o'clock at night, there's a lot more people partying than 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and you And the kind of camming that Kyra does, you have to be really, really consistent. And I am a single mom. I am going to school, you know, so it's really hard for me to be super, super consistent. Like, I can't be online at the same time every day to really build up that clientele, which it's harder for me that way.
Well, and I was going to say is, like, every time, like, I'll be consistent and I'll go into a groove and I'll, like, be camming, like, 4 days a week, same time, same days, and then, like, something happens and I just decide to skip 1 week and then I end up skipping 2 weeks. When you come back, you are starting over. Like, yeah. The people that will see you, they're still coming. And just because you're not there doesn't mean they're going to leave. They're going to find another girl to hang out with because you're not there. And then they might want to hang out with her for a while. Maybe they'll come visit you, but they're definitely not going to be there for you like they were.
So it's almost a definitely, like, what have you done for me lately sort of, you know what I mean? Like, they forget about you and just move on to somebody else. Not, like, not in such rash terms, but, like, they're going to be there giving money and doing stuff regardless if you're there or not.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, if they can't see you, they forget you.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you both on my free cams, MFC?
We are both on there. I'm not really active on there. Like, when we go to conventions and stuff, you can cam from my free cams, and so we do that. But I'm mostly on StreamMate.
Okay. What's the difference between, say, my free cams and the other cam sites? I heard on your podcast that you refer to Chatterbait, which is another service, stream service, as a remedial service, more of like for beginners. But what makes it any different?
Well, Chatterbait allows couples, for one.
Transgender boys.
They're more open, I think, than my free cams to the type of models that they accept. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the traffic is higher on Chatterbait in my experience. Like, I would have sometimes 1,000 people in there, but only like maybe 5 of them are tipping. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you're getting a lot more freeloaders than my,
I was just going to say, I feel like the pay for play there is cheaper too. Like on my free cams, it's like $200 for me to go topless. But if I plan on going topless on Chatterbait, I'm going to have to make it like $75, $50 because they're not going to stick around for that. And they're like more inclined to like give you a yellow wall, which is like where they just tip you so much that the wall, like your chat room completely goes tips. They're more inclined to do like one token.
Yeah.
But on like MFC, a lot of the time I'll get like people that are like, 50 token. So,
no.
So it's like comparing like a JCPenney's to like a high-end clothing store. Like in that kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't want to say that because there are some girls on Chatterbait that do extremely well. Some of the highest tips ever are on Chatterbait.
Really?
Yeah. And then they'll go over to my free cams and try it and won't do well at all.
Yeah.
You know? So again, it's just finding what works for you and what you enjoy.
I was going to say, I think the reason we call it remedial, though, as well, is because there's something called a cam score, where you get scored by how long you're on and how much money you make while you're on. And on my free cams, that determines your placement. So if you're not doing very well, you're on for 8 hours and you only make $20, that's going to plummet your cam score. And then on Chatterbait, they don't have that. It's on room count to show you where you, like, land in the area. So I think that's why it's remedial. Like, you have to be prepared to make that money so your cam score can be up so you can, wouldn't you say, Shay?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the cam score on my free cams is daunting for a lot of girls. You know, it's a balance to try to be online and work your time. And at the same time, you know, if you're not making tips, you know, to get offline so that cam score doesn't, like, It messes with it, and then your placement goes way, way down, and then you're at the bottom of 10,000 girls online, you know?
Right, right. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm sure placement, like, especially on the My Free Cams, if you're at the very top of the page or you're 90 rows down, makes a huge difference of random people that pick your room.
Right, right. Well, and I think that's why, I mean, on StreamMate, like, I'm on, like, the third row, you know, so I think that's why I do better on there than my free cams. And so you can't fight it, and you just have to go with what's working for you, you know.
Interesting. How long have each of you guys been doing cam modeling?
November
for 2 years. I think we both started, will be 2 years. We both kind of took a break. I came back and have been full-time. June was a year for me, so
full time.
Yeah.
No other employment.
No other employment. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. They're making
good for
money.
You guys.
They're banking Thanks. Guys.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you guys. I mean,
guess it depends on how hard you work.
Right, right. That makes sense. That sense. Now, do either of you guys remember the exact moment you ever first considered being a cam model, and like where that thought came from? We'll start with Shay.
You know, I try to think back, and I think it was a series of events. I had a boyfriend at the time that liked to challenge me a little bit. It was more of a dominant, submissive relationship, even though I wasn't aware of it at the time.
Gotcha.
And he kind of was joking about it with me. And at the same time, I was looking for a house to buy, and my real estate agent I've been friends with since we were in third grade, and he was joking about my home office. And I think like all of it kind of came together. Mind you, at the time I had never masturbated before in my life, so I didn't even know. I didn't even know like really what a cam girl was. And so I started doing some research. And when I do stuff like that, I become like almost obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, man, this is really awesome. These girls are really talented. So I think it was kind of a bunch of outside sources with my curiosity all at the same time, just like kind of clashed, and I felt challenged. And so I hit broadcast drunk, of course.
When you say never in life,
like over like, 30 years, you never had masturbated ever.
Right. Yeah. I was 32 years old. And wow. That
How could you avoid it for that long? I don't understand.
She had sex a lot. Okay. So it was unnecessary to masturbate.
Right. Well, I guess if you have sex that much, you don't need to masturbate, right?
She always had a boyfriend.
I was in a really, really bad marriage for a long time. And gotcha. So sex for me became this like really like, it was used to get me, like, if he was being cranky, I was like, fuck, I better give it up so that he'll like be okay for another month. So sexual in general for me was just this like really awful thing. I don't know what happened in my teen years.
It makes sense though. I mean, that absolutely makes sense. I get it. What about you, Kyra? Do you remember the moment you thought about it or why it came about?
And I don't know if you guys have listened to this episode. For me, like, I remember growing up, like, I would watch cartoons, and I always wanted to be, like, the cartoon that had the huge boobs and, like, was overtly sexual. And that, she always interested me way more. And, I remember when I was, like, in high school, I was like, man, I would love to be in Playboy. I would love to be, like, in a nude magazine. And then I got older and I got married, and, my marriage also sucked. And I wasn't making good money, so I was like, how do you feel about me stripping? And so I was like, well, I can't strip as a full-figured girl, so I started losing weight, and then I ended up leaving him, and I still wasn't making money, and so I was like, I'm going to try this out. I looked up ways to make money from home. This was the easiest, and I was like, I have no problems being naked, so I tried it, and it was just, here I am.
That's like the most like straightforward story, like, legit, like, that's right. Just like, you know what, I wanted to work from home and make money, and this worked for me. I like being naked.
Did you ever have any cognitive dissonance, any feelings like that this isn't what you want to do? On your podcast, you always describe yourself as being proud of what you do, but mm-hmm. I'm sure at some point in your life, you're like, you know, this probably isn't what I want to do, or maybe I should try to find some different way.
My whole life, I've been the type of person that I, like, start something and I quit. Like, my whole life, I've never been able to, like, zero in on what I feel like I'd want to do. My whole life, I wanted to act. I wanted to model. I wanted to sing. I wanted to entertain people. And so me finding this is kind of like, I don't know if I could be successful if I went to Hollywood. I don't know if I could be successful if I went to New York on Broadway. But I started doing this. And I'm decently successful. This is working for me. And, like, I think about the longevity of it, and I'm like, how long are we going to be able to do this? Yeah. But since it's 2017 and social media, the internet, cam girl, like, pornography, it's still mm-hmm. new.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
Like, 20 years from now, who knows what it's going to become. But it'll seem a lot more normal that I've been doing it. I'll just be a veteran cam model.
Well, and, I mean, I'm... We've never spoke about this on our podcast, so this is going to be, like, new information for everybody.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, Kyra's like, oh, shit, what is she going to say?
I already know her?
You don't know what I'm going to say, but you get where we work camming maybe a couple hours a day, and we make really good money. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked amongst ourselves. I mean, we're kind of spoiled at this point.
Oh my God.
I think what I can go, I could go get a job doing something else. Like, it's not that I can't, but the money I would make and the time I would put into that compared to what we do now, you know, sometimes we'll make $100 in 10 minutes. You know?
Literally, absolutely. The other day, she's like, I have a Skype show and it's for 10 minutes and you gave me $100, but I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I want to do it? I want to reschedule. And like, for me, someone's like, I'll give you $200 for this hour long custom video. And I'm like, let's try $450. Like, we're always like pushing it. You know what I mean? So it's,
yeah. So right. To like go back out into the real world. I mean, there's times that I think about it. I'm like, it would be much easier. I could talk to people about what I do for my job. I could, you know, not have people be so skeptical about what the heck is she doing in her house all day. The stigma sucks, you know, and I feel like, I mean, cause I game on Twitch too. And sometimes I wish I could just be real with those people and be like, this is my name and this is where I live. Like everybody else is with each other. Right. And I feel like I have to like then have this persona and hide myself just in case. I mean, there's been a few of them that have found my porn. So like if I told them my name, then they would know, you know? So there's some times where I think it would be much, much easier. But at the same time, I'm going back to school. I have time to totally focus on my degree. I have kids. I have time to focus on them. And we, you know, so yes, sometimes it seems easier, but I to make that transition from camming to real world, like work, it would be a struggle. It would be a real struggle.
Oh, absolutely. And you made another point about how all this is just coming to be real huge right now. Same thing with podcasting, though. So your podcast could take off, too, and you will have been doing 20 years of podcasting, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're already in the game. That's kind of how I feel about, like, we're getting into it early. It's kind of small. But in 10 years, when it's giant, we'll have been doing it for 10 years at that point. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, you're ahead of the game. Now, with the same question he kind of asked you, do you guys have an exit strategy? Like, are you doing this until a certain age or to a certain financial goal or you know, any sort of, or until your kids are so old or, you know,
$1 million.
$1 million, yeah. I mean, I'm about
try 20. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
We're spoiled, remember? I'm about a year away from getting my bachelor's in accounting. So I will be making, I'll be making a transition over to be a CPA.
Okay.
I probably will stay in the sex work industry. I have several cam models that, have came to me and asked me if I will be their CPA once I'm done. There's a need for it.
Awesome.
A certified public accountant. So doing taxes and things like that for them and having a cam girl that kind of understands how it works and being able to, I mean, cause we can write off dildos. We can write off underwear, you know,
makeup,
makeup,
hair done, getting your nails done, your room, your internet.
Well, how many sex work accountants are there? You know what I mean? Like, right,
exactly. Of any.
There's this thing called the Cupcake Girls organization and they, help out cam models in need and stuff like that. And I'm sure if somebody came to them, they could find somebody. But in a couple of years, it'll be Shay that they find.
Right. And imagine, I mean, if you're the only one, I mean, I'm sure those people will get the word of it. Eventually, they'll try to copy or whatever. But you'll be the only one. So you could have hundreds or thousands of girls coming to you saying, hey, will you help me figure out how to save money on my taxes, blah, blah, blah. That's great. That's a whole different genre, you know?
And I think there's a lack of trust amongst people in the sex work industry just because we have to be so careful. You know, girls are backstabbed and they're outed by fellow girls and things like that. So to have a cam girl that, you know, I mean, because you're giving these people a lot of information. You're giving them your real name. You're giving them your address, you know, everything. So to have somebody that you know and is a fellow sex worker that isn't going to have a stigma with it is super cool. So
I think that's a great idea. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. That's awesome.
See, all she's like ultra prepared. Okay. So
have you decided to go to school yet?
If he talks about it a lot.
I know.
I'm aware. If I went to school, it would be 16 years worth of school. I'd want to be a sex therapist. I love that kind of stuff. And then if I didn't, I'd go for 2 years and be a sonographer. You know what I mean? Like, and do ultrasounds, which still involve the vagina. So right. It's like, either way. But I love the sex work industry, and I'm really proud to be a sex worker, and I'm as proud as I can be without putting my family in jeopardy.
Right, right.
But when I think about it, I'm like, their options are so unlimited. Like, I could start writing books. I could try to force this podcast to become something a little bit more tangible money-wise. I could become a producer. I could become an affiliate marketer. There's, like, so many different things that I could try to do. Mm-hmm. I haven't decided. I have no clue what I'm going to do. I'd love for this podcast to end up being something real, like something that is a staple in the sex work community that people go to because they know we're there for them. But I also love doing what I do. I like right. making clips. I like doing all that stuff. And I think 10 years from now, I'll just start doing more mom fetish stuff. So it's like...
Well, that makes sense. So you don't have an exit strategy per se. You're going to just kind of let it naturally evolve into whatever.
Look, I've seen 60-year-old women making bank on these campsites, man.
Yeah.
They're out there. I mean, I don't watch them. I'm not into that kind of stuff.
We don't judge you.
But I want to touch, you guys mentioned on, I think you said Chatterbait, there's transgender and male. Is there, like, I mean, I don't really even think of male cam models per se. Is that a big industry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they attract.
I think it's getting bigger.
They attract a lot of gay males, mostly, not females.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious because I wouldn't think that females would go watch a guy on cam. They could go to some random chat site and find some dude willing to whip his dick out. You know what I mean? Without
Jonas, if you want to get to the business.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, if I can be honest too, females, I feel like when we want to masturbate, we know what we want to see. And usually, like for me, I want to see like girl oiling Nuru. Like, big tit play, something like that. And, like, I don't want to, like, search, like, big dong swinging. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, for women that, like, it's the difference between men searching big tits and girls searching big cock.
Right.
Like,
right.
We might watch it sometimes.
Well, and we get paid to watch guys masturbate.
Right.
So it's not necessarily the thing that we run to, like, be like, can you do that for me for free?
Yeah. And then you'd be like, hell yeah, I will. Hell yeah, I'll watch.
But it's hard because it does. It desensitizes you. I mean, real talk, you know, like, definitely porn to me is not what it ever once was and doesn't do half for me what it once does, you know, or did. So
Can you give our listeners some insight onto what the hell a dick rating is and how this works?
Oh, I am not the person to ask this ever question. I am not the person to ask. Nobody wants me to see their cock ever, and I'm so upset about it. Shay, what's a dick rating?
You gotta tell me.
And she's serious about them too.
I know.
So let's see about this.
She's got like a 10 point Shay scale.
She writes dissertations on each one.
Trust me, you don't want to be on the curve.
You got a dick rating, didn't you?
This is your podcast. Listen to your
how
podcast.
I do it. I do them for 5 minutes. So they're topless and I rate their dick. So,
records yourself topless.
Records myself topless video. I do 3 different kinds of dick ratings. One, I will just tell you like, I'll give it a rating 1 to 5. The second one, I will give you a rating 1 to 5 and tell you why I gave those ratings. And then the third one, and they're more expensive. Is a video of me topless giving you a rating, and I usually tell them like what I think about the head, the balls, the overall appearance.
And what's the going rate for these?
I want to say it's like, I think it's $16.99 for the highest, something like that.
Someone pays you $17 to look at their penis and tell them what you think about it.
Yes. Yes, and they thoroughly enjoy them and often come back and buy more stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm like super quirky. I'm like super like, I'm kind of goofy and I get commented a lot on like the personality that I bring into the dick rating. And so I've had some guys buy dick ratings like 3 or 4 times. Like I don't know what you want me to say differently the third or fourth time I rate it, but.
Well, it doesn't really change, like, over the years that much.
Angle.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I think they just like the personality that you put into it. Maybe you have no personality.
What does the guy get out of it?
You'll have to ask them. I don't know.
I feel like some guys, they have like,
Some guys just want you to tell them that you like it. And then I think there's the opposite of it. I've had guys buy dick ratings and then they'll
want you to make fun of them.
They'll email me and say, I want this to be like small penis humiliation dick rating. And I'm like,
no. Cost extra.
No, you bought an honest dick rating. So I'm going to be honest with you. If you want me to humiliate you in a video, you need to pay me $50. So. Right.
Exactly.
Wow, that's crazy. I have to pay you to talk bad about my dick.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Dude, all about
domination,
it.
Domination, that's huge. Humiliation is huge.
That's so huge. Crazy. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Unlike dicks. Boo.
Some girl.
Oh, that's awesome. So crazy. So obviously getting into this kind of work, I mean, there's obviously when you go into it, you assume certain people in your life are going to be accepting and certain people may not be so accepting.
Yep.
It's going to be a two-part question. Was there anyone who you thought would be accepting that actually wasn't and vice versa?
I've only told probably a handful of people. Not many people I've given the opportunity to really be judgmental about it.
Gotcha.
There's a few people that in my gaming community do know, and they were really hesitant at first. They were like, what's this mean? You know? And I'm like, gosh, like you think badly of me, you know, was my first reaction. Right. And the more that they get to know me, they see I'm an awesome mom. I'm a great person. I'm a good friend, you know, and they've become like, we don't even talk about it. You know, it's just kind of, it is what it is. But I will say that a majority of the people, they kind of talk bad about the girls that go on like Twitch and stuff and use their boobs and stuff to gain followers. So So I think that they kind of put me in the same category as them and then learned that that is not the case. And so it's just like, whatever, she's going to do whatever she's going to do, and that's fine. But, I haven't really given the opportunity to many people to, like, nobody in my family knows at all.
And as big as social as the internet is, you would think at some point it would, you know what I mean? Like somebody would stumble upon it, someone would tell, or something, you know? So that's awesome.
That's a fear of our, I got put on, well, actually, the boyfriend I talk about, found me on Pornhub, messaged me and said, I found your video on there. And so I quickly messaged them. It was one of my shows that had been recorded and uploaded. And so, yeah, it freaked you out a little bit because, I mean, he found it very quickly. It didn't have my name or anything on it. So you never know. It is a fear that we live every day, you know,
right.
Especially, being moms and having exes and, you know, like it gets scary. It's scary. We live in fear of it every day, you know? And it's unfortunate. And that's kind of why we do the podcast, hoping that those stigmas will open up and people will be more accepting and realize that what we're doing is legal and it's totally safe. And we've helped a lot of guys, you know, just through processes and being friends and.
Yeah. And it blows my mind too, because me and TNT are very progressive people. Like, I don't give a shit what you, as long as you're a good person, I don't give a fuck what you do for a living, whatever. But it's so crazy that some people are so judgmental and so, like, just crazy about, like, oh, you do that, you must be a terrible person. Like, they can't even give you a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. Saying that is like, we live in America, and unfortunately, America is kind of a piece of shit right now. And so not only are people, like, prejudiced about women, prejudiced about people of color, prejudiced about being gay, prejudiced about being transgender, prejudiced because you prefer ketchup over mustard. Like, it doesn't matter. People in this world, and especially in America, they want to have their opinion, they want to be right, and they don't want to be nice about it. And, like, for the way I feel about it, and Shay and I, like, we don't agree on everything. And I'm okay with that, because we're both good people, and it's okay to have differences. It's okay to not be the same as everybody else, because to me, that world seems so bland. Like, Absolutely. Even if it was all sex workers, I'd be like, well, fuck, we need a non-sex worker in here.
Right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I mean? So it's just, it sucks. I don't get it either, and I've been this way my whole life. I've been so, I was raised to be really open and
Me too. Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, the more boobs out there in the world, the better.
That's right? How so everybody should feel.
I think that you're doing the world a service, honestly.
Absolutely. And what about you, Kyra? Did you have anyone that surprised you? Like, I thought you mentioned. Did you mention in the podcast your family found out?
No, I told my family.
You told your family. Okay.
Yeah. I was raised by my aunt and uncle, and I told them. I told my aunt first, I'm closer to her, and I was like, listen, I'm a cam model. And she asked what that was, and I explained it to her, and she wasn't really about it. And then I told my cousin, and she wasn't really about it, but they weren't going to tell me what to do. I'm an adult.
Right.
But unfortunately, I do feel like money runs the world. And when they found out that I was making as much money as I was, that I was able to support my family while staying home, while being on the PTA, while doing all this stuff, it kind of changes the way people feel. And so they're like, oh, money? Well, then why didn't you say so? That's a horse of a different color. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I haven't
so once they found out how much money you could make doing it, they're like, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know a lot of people. And I mean, everybody I know, like, if I can be honest, and this is going to sound fucking awful, I think I'm so pretty. I think I'm really pretty. And I know I'm a bigger girl, and I'm okay with that because I like me.
Too.
And I think I ooze confidence. And so, like, I think that's okay. And I think when people meet me, like, I get told, like, when I'm walking in the mall and someone's like, oh, my gosh, you are so pretty. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know. Like, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. See, because I'm the total opposite. I'm like, whatever, stop. Like, I'm just
I dress
girl.
Really fancy all the time. I dress like I'm going to a fancy dinner. Like, I'm always wearing skirts and dresses. But so I'm proud of being like, hey, I look nice. I don't look like this and this and this, but I drink a lot. And I get naked online. You know what I mean?
See, yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I mean, you're like, this is me. Like me or don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And that's, Kyra,
sorry if I sound like an asshole saying
Oh, not at all.
That's fine, dude. We
tell
support
her,
that.
We think we have a really big dick. That's
yeah, we do.
They say that all the time.
Yeah, we do.
As an African-American model, Kyra, how do you differentiate?
I'm not African-American.
Wait, you're not?
No.
You don't have any black in you?
I'm a little bit Panamanian.
Well,
why do you think I'm African American?
If you don't have any black in you, I was going to ask if you would like some.
Look at
I've been holding on to that joke for 4 weeks.
Listen, and in my head too, I'm like, I'm literally like the most alabaster person in the world.
Guys, I did not know that was coming, and I thought the same exact thing. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I was
son
set
of a
up,
bitch.
Y'all. I was set up.
You know what? I got a lot of shit because on a prior podcast that we did, I admitted to liking the BBWs and some of the pornography that I watched. And damn it, I don't care. You're beautiful, Shay. Shay, you're beautiful too. I've looked up both of your works. I want to do a quick plug here of some of your videos that I found especially.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, Jesus,
is it okay for me to read?
I'm so fucking serious about my videos too, so I think it's really interesting too.
All right, Kyra has won the Wake Up and Fuck Me POV. Highly suggestible. Full Nude Masturbation, another classic.
It is a classic. He's not joking, that one. I am
blushing. My face. Oh, my
and,
God.
Oh my gosh. Shay Taylor, your... let me find the name. It's the twerk impregnation.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, training camp impregnation and blackmail. You deserve a lot of applause.
Listen, both those videos are top sellers of mine that he mentioned. My POVs are super popular. That's why
that's
I do
awesome.
So many. My POVs are so popular.
Yeah. I do a lot of twerking. I probably, Yeah, probably 60% of my videos are twerking requests.
Oh my god, that's awesome. That's
are they?
Top seller, your best feature?
No, I do, probably my mommy videos are my top sellers. I do a lot of mommy videos and a lot of, either mommy or booty. It's all, it's one or the other. Yeah.
And I'm boobies or eating.
Really?
Like people pay me to eat. Yeah.
Yeah, nope. Someone showed me, the people that have videos where people just sit there and eat, like, pizza and hot dogs and whatever.
I don't like
Wait a second. Did you just say you don't like pizza?
I do not like pizza.
At all? Ever?
I like some pizzas. I don't like red sauce. Like, I don't like tomatoes.
Okay.
And so, like, I like a barbecue Hawaiian pizza. That's all right. Papa John's had this cheeseburger pizza, and it had, like, this mayonnaise sauce on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's delicious.
While we're on this topic, on a previous episode of our podcast, we had me and TNT and our other co-host Trachmeyer had a conversation. If you could only eat one two-topping pizza for the rest of your life, that's the only pizza you could order forever, what pizza would it be?
Ham and pineapple.
And me too. I'm probably going to get hazed for liking pineapple on my pizza because I do all the time.
Pineapple on pizza.
But if you're like not allowing me to do ham and pineapple, I would say double mushrooms.
No shit. Are you kidding? That is 100% TNT's fucking answer was double mushroom. 100% honesty.
I love mushrooms. Yeah. High five, TNT. Now he's like extra in love with me. He's like, not only is she BBW, but she likes my pizza.
If she liked pizza, she'd like my pizza.
I
don't have to eat pizza.
Mine was double bacon, and I got made fun of for that, too.
I love bacon on pizza. But I don't like, I think it makes the pizza too greasy. I do not like bacon on a pizza.
I can respect that. Absolutely. Sorry, that's a totally random question, but it was something that I wanted to ask you guys anyway. So it came up, so it figured out it was perfect.
I'm really surprised you guys could do this for this long, and you don't think men are like the scum of the earth, though. I'm sure you run into some really disrespectful, real assholes.
I'm so rare on that disrespectful scale. I rarely get trolled. I don't have guys that disrespect me. And if I do, it's like far and few between. I don't have people sending me random dick pics. It's really weird. Like, my life is so weird compared to other girls. I don't know why. I think it's because looking at me, I feel like I maybe look like I don't put up with shit. Like, I'm going to be like, well, go fuck yourself. How about that?
Well, yeah, that you would think that, like, to be completely honest, I would think that cam models would get a ton of unsolicited dick pics. Like,
There are Twitter accounts that are just, their profile picture is a penis picture. Like, you're going to get automatically blocked. And if you're not getting automatically blocked, that means that model is hurting. That model thinks she's going to try to convert you into a payer. She's like, token hungry, money hungry, not doing very well. So if she's entertaining you, know that either her shit's not that great or her game's not that great. Cause she's, wouldn't you say, like, if you see somebody with a profile and their picture is their dick, what do you do, Shay?
Block them.
Boom. Yep.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I have to say, I'd probably do the same thing.
Right. So you have to, like, almost preemptive strike it before it even becomes a problem because you know that their intentions are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
All right, everybody. That is all the time that we have today for the Crazy Town Podcast Season 2 premiere episode. Woo! We made it.
I like that. Fucking, what do you call it? Manufactured excitement.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm totally excited. But, so, I mean, this really isn't the end, though. I mean, we have part two, episode 1.5, if you will, coming out just 1 week.
More of the cam girl, the cam model interview.
Oh, man, that interview, that interview is awesome. Those girls are so cool. They have so much information about stuff. It's pretty sweet.
It's a lot of fun.
So tune in next week to hear the second part of that interview. TNT, are you still doing the YouTube channel, man? Are we still pimping it or what?
Dude, absolutely, yeah, man. People expect consistency, alright?
Well, how much consistency have you been giving them?
I've consistently not given anything to my YouTube channel. So, yeah, I'm fucking TNT Dynamite. I'm on the fucking YouTube and the fucking Twitter. I'm basically fucking Jim Belushi. He's alive still, right?
One, I'm not sure which one died. One of them died.
I'm basically Steve fucking Buscemi. He's alive.
Yeah, he's on Twitter.
On Twitter. Yeah. So come and follow me there.
I loved you in Fargo, TNT.
That's one of my favorite roles.
Since you're basically the same person.
Basically.
From Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Was he in that? No, it was Desperado. That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. Other Robert Rodriguez. Well, anyways, everybody, thank you so much. Please take the time to go to iTunes and leave us a review. It helps us out tremendously. Send us info to the show. Get involved. Tell me what you hate about us. Tell me what you love. Once again, Twitter, @TheCrazyTownPod. SoundCloud.com/TheCrazyTownPodcast. We are on Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, I mean everything, CastCrunch.com, Podchaser.com, go there and leave us reviews, anywhere you want to do it, much appreciated, and as always...
Wait, what's our number again? What's our number? Tell my number one more time.
Oh, the Crazy Town Rant and Rav voicemail live?
Yeah.
512. I don't have the paper in front of me anymore.
Tax one nip. Thank you very much, guys. Play us out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I did the acronym, so I don't have to know the number. 512, tax one nip. Thank you, TNT, for coming through in the clutch.
That's
cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com. And for TNT Dynamite and for Jonas, we are out.
Over.